This is Conversations, always a fun time to get together with you and talk about some certain topics, but rarely do I get to talk about missionaries. I love missionaries. I know that they are serving from our country. A lot of people have friends from here that are serving overseas, but do you think about them very much? Do you stop and pray for them and maybe send a gift? Well, I have someone that knows because he's been a missionary with his lovely wife and family for years, and he's part of our star family. It's Tim Dawson.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. I just got off the plane.
No, I'm kidding.
Good. Doing well.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been gone and back a number of times. You've been overseas.
Yeah.
Lived there for a while, then you came back, then you felt called to go back out. So you were in Spain just recently, and now you're back home.
Right.
So tell me what that life is like living as a missions family.
It's probably, we do a lot of the same things that you do here in the States.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the same issues, like we're still trying to parent, still thinking about our kids' spiritual development. We're still trying to, you know, deal with conflicts, whether it's marriage or family or the community association that has weird demands and the dues you have to pay. Like all that stuff happens, you know, depending on the country, of course, but there are a lot of the same issues. But then on top of that, one of the big things is if it's another language where you're living, then every time you, even if you're good, every time you go out to the grocery or to anything, it's like this sort of oral exam and you're, you know, for us, it was for Spanish. So, you know, you have written exams when you take languages, but sometimes there's oral exams too.
Okay.
So like, you know, your brain is always cranking, you know, I think the stress level is a little higher even when, you know, everything's fine. So,
yes. Well, that's a good point to make because we don't think about that. Even if we know that you speak fluent Spanish, you still have to switch back and forth.
Sure.
And to me, that's something to keep in mind. But what are some of the needs then you guys have when you're overseas? What would you like for people back home to remember?
Okay. I'm going to give you a prayer request.
Okay.
That maybe you're not expecting.
Okay.
One of the biggest reasons that missionaries leave the field, come back to their home country, is not, I just can't get this language down, or man, this culture is too different, or man, it's just, I feel like I'm so far from family. Although those are all concerns.
Yeah, reality.
One of the biggest reasons people come back is conflict with other missionaries.
Really?
It's a big thing.
When we went through,
And that, I'm not pointing fingers. It's going to happen.
But it happens in any country. It's not just one country.
It's not because, it's these kind of, it's these certain people or these things, because, you know, missionaries tend to have a big church background. They know how to do church. They know how to do ministry. And then when you get there, certain things maybe don't work in that culture, but you're there with another person who may not be from there.
Okay.
And you're trying to figure out the best way to do it. And you've seen this work and that work. I mean, when we went through missionary training, you spent like a whole day on that. Okay. It's like, this is the biggest
thing. Were you surprised when they brought that up? Oh, we're going to talk about how to have resolutions of conflicts with other missionaries like you. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't know what to pray for missionaries, that's a big one that you probably don't think of.
Good idea. Well, I know that missionaries appreciate it when you send them gifts or support them financially.
Yeah.
That's always a big deal.
But what you don't think about is visit them. That never, people always think,
you want that.
I mean, of course, everybody's different and it might depend, you know, there might be issues
of
getting
course.
Into the country and stuff, but I mean, some of the best times we had overseas when we friends or family would come
visit. I love that.
There are missionaries who would be like, man, nobody really knows what it's like for us to live here every day.
That is so
if
great.
If you come and hang out for a week or two, I mean, you can see the cool stuff in your city. Or that tourists might see, or you're going to hang out with people and see the ministry work that they do. You know, I worked at a food bank. If you would come to visit or anybody, I would say, hey, let's go to the food bank. This is my food bank day. And they would understand, these are the everyday things that they do.
So you don't have to worry about that missions trip. This is a missions trip when you go visit a missionary. Really, it's ministry.
Well, if you don't know how to pray for people or you don't know specifically, you know, even if you can't go that you, if maybe you got a wall of them at your church, pick one and say, okay, we're going to kind of adopt
focus
this family and just get to know them.
Nice.
Or our small group's going to pray for them every time we meet. And then we're going to, maybe we'll do a Zoom call with them and get to know them. And don't expect the missionaries to be like way more spiritual than you or like have it more together than you do, because number one, it's not true.
Right.
And number two,
real people serving Jesus.
They think that you're going to expect that. So the missionaries are like, oh gosh, man, we got to look like we got it all together here.
Well, just keep praying for your missionary friends. Find them in your church. Ask other people if you don't know missionaries. I think we all should know several missionaries and support them and pray for them. Tim, you and Amy have been such a blessing for years. We're glad you're back home right now.
Yeah.
But thank you for all the years you've served. We appreciate
you. It's a privilege.
We'll put some more information on my conversations link. So if you want to listen to this again or share it, and hopefully as a reminder for you to pray for our missionaries. That's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.